The 2015 Tony for Best Musical, Score, and Book went to the show Fun Home, which opens at the Wharton Center next week. The show was also co-written by Lansing native Lisa Krohn, who I got to sit down with. Lisa Krohn, thanks very much for joining us here at WKAR.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Fun Home is your first kind of musical attempt, with the exception of something that you did here in Lansing for Purim.
Right, I did. My father was one of the founders of Congregation Kehillat Israel, and we... my Hebrew school class and cohort, we did a lot of, I would say still, very remembered Purim plays. I don't want to use the word legendary, but people still talk about them.
You grew up and you graduated from Everett High School, and you grew up in West Lansing. And that story, I think, it's very interesting about why they chose that area.
Yeah, I mean, my family moved here in the 60s. And my parents were looking to buy a house. They didn't really have any money. That was one thing. But also, my mother was very interested in us growing up in a racially integrated neighborhood. And the west side of Lansing at that point was in the process of being blockbusted. You know, it was being converted from an exclusively white neighborhood. There were still covenants on houses then that said, you know, whites only, to clearly on its way to being an all black neighborhood in the way that was manipulated by outside forces. And my mom started talking to other neighbors, and they formed this organization called the West Side Neighborhood Association, which was really the, you know, the backdrop of my entire childhood. And the neighborhood is still a stable, racially integrated neighborhood.
So socially progressive. Did they know that you were a lesbian before you did?
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, I do. Yeah. No. I was more like a, you know, I was like a weird grandmotherly antique collecting child, I think, more than being like a sporty girl or, you know, I was a kind of a booky, nerdy girl.
Short hair. Your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys, oh, your ring of keys.
You have in Fun Home that kind of moment of epiphany of self-realization with Ring of Keys.
Yeah.
What was your moment, and did that tie into that writing process?
You know, I wouldn't say that I had that kind of a moment. There were other things that were more, you know, when Janine Tesori and I were working on adapting Alison Bechdel's story, Fun Home, Janine has said it's hard to tell sometimes which of our childhoods, you know, make up the thing that we made. But for me, I think it was more, I went to Kalamazoo College and I was involved in the, what was called the Women's Interest Group, or WIG. And so what I think as I was writing those scenes that take place for Alison in Oberlin College, I definitely was picturing my experiences at Kalamazoo College. You know, that dorm room, Alison's dorm room, in my mind was my dorm room at K College. Mm-hmm. And the gay union in Alison's book was the WIG room in my experience. So I think those were more the parallels that I were really useful to me in writing the piece.
I'm trying to tell you something, and I'm having a hard time because it's kind of a big deal.
We've been chatting with Lisa Krohn, Lansing native and co-author of the best musical Tony winner, Fun Home, which opens at East Lansing's Wharton Center this Tuesday, June 6th, and runs through the 11th. You can find our extended interview with Lisa Krohn online at WKAR.org, as well as links to the Wharton Center's website for tickets to the show. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.